Well, good evening to you. You're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and the land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. You can listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. And we need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Bemidji area forecast calling for cloudy skies early this evening, followed by partial clearing, slight chance of a rain shower, low down around 39 degrees, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to less than 5. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, much cooler than today, high up around 55 degrees with winds from the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. They're going to diminish down to 5 to 10 tomorrow night. Mostly clear skies and low tomorrow night, down around 35 degrees. Welcome to Jazz on America Avenue.
Oh,
Okay. Music there for you from Charlie Mingus. And that's Mingus at Monterey. Trying to find a year on here and I don't see it. But I can tell you that Danny Richmond was the drummer on that particular cut there. Take VA Train. Broken into two parts because it wouldn't all fit on one side of the album. On alto sax, Charlie McPherson, trumpet. Lonnie Hillier, tenor sax, John Handy, and, of course, Charlie Mingus on bass, Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train. You're listening to Jazz on America Avenue here on Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. I'm your volunteer host today. My name's David John. And, you know, donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to defend KAXE from funding cuts. You may receive tax benefits at all. You can call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. Going back a few years again, this is Dinah Washington.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers. A day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. A day made, and the difference is you.
Charlie speaks to Lester, you know someone great has gone. The sweetest swinging music man had a Porky Pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age when the band stands had a thousand ways of refusing a black man. Black musician. In those days they put him in an underdog position. They put him in cellars and chitlins. When Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white, and some saw red and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy. It's short of the whole. Street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight, these the sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and funnel keys. Where right or wrong, under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book. It's a circus, dangerous clowns, balancing dreadful and wonderful. Perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down. And there's a sign up on the awning. It says Pork Pie Hat Bar. And there were two brand new little musicians dancing there.
Yeah. get me and smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I should meet him. I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home that's meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love.
Okay, music there for you, Lady Day, and played that. It's a large band, Sarah Orchestra. She had recorded a version earlier that was probably better, but the Lester Young solo on that one's pretty cool. And we played that because the tune before there, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, written about Lester Young, and that's from the new Joni Mitchell 4-CD set, Joni's Jazz. Originally, it was released on Shadows and Light and a live recording with Pat Metheny on lead guitar, Jaco Pastorius on bass, Don Alias on drums and percussion, Lyle Mays on piano and synthesizer, and Michael Brecker on saxes. It was recorded back in 1980. That was a live album. And we started it off with Dinah Washington. What a difference a day makes. Yeah, pretty appropriate today with the weather. A lot different from yesterday, let's put it that way. You're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji. 89.9 in Brainerd. We broadcast to the small towns and townships of northern Minnesota like Fauston, Nashwauk, Meadowlands, and Emily. We're people-powered radio. You can join us at KAXE.org. Hey, and if you want to send us financial love, you can go to KAXE.org and follow the cues there. Or you can text DONATE to 218-326-1234. Currently in Bemidji, it's 50 degrees. It feels like 44. I'm inside, so I can't tell if that's true, but I'll believe it. KAXE would like to thank the many local businesses for their steady support during this time of state and federal funding cuts. We appreciate you, business sponsors. Thank you for helping us keep people-powered radio on the air. Interested in becoming a sponsor? Well, email sponsors at KAXE.org. Up next for you, Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane at Carnegie Hall. And away we go. Thank you. All right, music there for you. That was Art Pepper and Shorty Rogers from a CD called Popo on Xanadu Records. Frank Patchen on piano, Howard Rumsey on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And the tune there, Charlie Parker tune, Scrapple from the Apple. And preceding that music for you from the from the Thelonious Monk Quartet at Carnegie Hall. It's recorded for Voice of America. And then back in 1957 on November 29th, and it was released on Mosaic Records sometime around 2017, I believe. Maybe 2015. But now it's readily available. And tune we heard there, Monk's Mood. You're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, and we receive support from the Hibbing Chrysler Center. Yeah, serving northern Minnesota, carrying Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles with staff available to assist on the Beltline in Hibbing or at HibbingChrysler.us. And support for KAXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. Yep. More information at EdwardsLaPlante.org. Up next for you, music for you from Joe Hargill and Poetic Justice. The tune is called She Had Some Horses.
Who were bodies of sand. She had horses who were maps drawn of blood. She had horses who were skins of ocean water. She had horses who were the blue air of sky. She had horses who were clay and would break. She had horses who were splintered red cliff. She had some horses. She had horses with eyes of trains. She had horses with full brown thighs. She had horses who laughed too much. She had horses who threw rocks at glass houses. She had horses who licked razor blades. She had some horses. She had horses who danced in their mother's arms. She had horses who thought they were the sun, and their bodies shone and burned like stars. She had horses who waltzed nightly on the moon. She had horses who were much too shy and kept quiet in stalls of their own making. She had some horses. She had horses who liked creek stomp dance songs. She had horses who cried in their beer. She had horses who spit at male queens who made them afraid of themselves. She had horses who said they weren't afraid. She had horses who lied. She had horses who told the truth, who were stripped bare of their tongues. She had horses who called themselves horse. She had horses who called themselves spirit and kept their voices secret and to themselves. She had horses who had no names. She had horses who had books of names. She had some horses. She had horses who whispered in the dark, who were afraid to speak. She had horses who screamed out of fear of the silence, who carried knives to protect themselves from ghosts. She had horses who waited for destruction. She had horses who waited for resurrection. She had some horses. She had horses who got down on their knees for any savior. She had horses who thought their high price had saved them. She had horses who tried to save her, who climbed in her bed at night and prayed as they raped her. She had some horses. She had some horses she loved. She had some horses she hated. These were the same horses.
Thank you.
Concerto to End All Concertos. That's Stan Kenton. And that's from an album, a double album set on Capitol Records called The Comprehensive. Stan Kenton. Before that, she had some horses. Joy Harjo and Poetic Justice. Letters from the End of the 20th Century. The name of that CD there. And looking further into that Thelonious Monk John Coltrane recording. It's released in 2005. I knew I got it when it came out, but I had to go back and look and figure out when that was. Anyway, more music coming up for you in just a bit here in Jazz in America Avenue. I've been your volunteer host today. My name's David John. And what we've got up next is some music for you from Slim Galliard and Al Jazbo Collins, Ray Mantilla, and Steve Allen. It's a retelling of an old classic fable, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, but this is Steve Allen's hip version of it. I hope you enjoy it. A little something to lighten up your day here for you. I want to tell you that, what do I want to tell you? I want to tell you that tomorrow, coming up at 11 o'clock, it'll be World Cafe. And guest tomorrow on World Cafe will be Christian McBride. And we'll have some music from his CD, Without Further Ado, Volume 1, in just a little bit here. But anyway, the World Cafe sees the Basics Extraordinary, working with Sting and Andy Summers of the Police, Samara Joy, and Jose James. And he talks to them about why he prefers arranging for big groups, and we will introduce you to his new group, Ursa Major. Plus, you'll hear live performances from Christian McBride and saxophonist Nicole Glover on that World Cafe tomorrow. Okay. Once again, you're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, KAXE on the World Wide Web. If you like what you hear, well, you can text us. Text that word DONATE to 218-326-1234, or you can click on the DONATE button on our webpage at KAXE.org. And, you know, you can always tell a friend about us, too. Anyway, a little bit of nonsense for you.
Yeah, Uncle Jazbo here once again, kiddies. And along with me is Slim Galliard, Uncle Slim, who's going to translate our story into Spanglish, which is an entirely new thing. Steve Areno at the piano and Watermelon Face putting in a few things in the spaces. Ready to go there, Slim?
Yeah, man.
Right. Once upon a time, and this is Goldilocks and the Three Bears, once upon a time, long, long ago, at the intersection of Simon and Garfunkel, there lived a little girl named Goldilocks.
Oh, Truvez! Oh, Vauti, very groovy long time ago. Mucha tiempo pase. Simon and Garfunkel. Goldilocks, everybody.
One day, Goldilocks' mother said, "Honey, you can sit out the next set in the backyard if you promise not to goof off and get lost."
Un día, Goldilocks' mother dijo, "Niñarita, siéntese, no fue la casa de la bailora."
Mamio said, "Goldie, heading for the yard. This is the place."
Mommy said, "Goldie, it's the, hey, this is the, must be the place."
Crazy, said her mother, returning to our household chores. And for a while, Goldilocks was content to play in the yard. But finally, becoming bored, she decided to see a bit of the world.
Pero luego, Goldilocks, me caíse molela, redando el mundo.
So she wandered out through the back gate and soon found herself in a deep, dark forest.
So fue, oh, se muy, long negro, no tiene nada en el camino.
And in no time, she was hopelessly lost and became alarmed as she perceived that it was getting quite dark.
Hace más tarde en la noche, él no le gusta, necesita fue la casa ahorita.
How you say it's getting dark out?